Hello and welcome to Lifetime on Quartz, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
And I am Kayla Palmisano.
Kayla Palmisano.
I got that long... How do you say it, Patrick?
Palmisano.
He didn't know it for like years.
Palmisano?
Mm-hmm. She's in my phone as emojis. A palm emoji, like a lipstick emoji, maybe just like an A, and then a no, like a like a cross. Yeah.
It's the only way he can remember it.
Okay.
Palm, miss, no.
Yeah, yeah. Well, love no, that's great.
Got it.
You're getting through your being illiterate.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, I can read in only emojis. Mm-hmm.
And pictures.
You know, that's a talent, I must say.
It really is.
I must say. Kayla, welcome.
Thank you. I'm
so
really
excited you're here.
So excited to be here, finally.
I know.
It's been a long time.
We've been talking about this for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this movie, I will say, is a 2018 Lifetime movie. So I've been having this on the back burner for a long time. It recently had a resurgence on Lifetime, so it's like very popular right now because it is wild, and we will get to it.
It's very wild.
Yeah.
Before we get to it, though, Kayla. Do you watch Lifetime? Do you know about Lifetime?
A little bit.
I feel like you have cable.
Yeah, I have cable. I do. I watch the Lifetime and Hallmark like Christmas movies sometimes with family, but other than that, not super well versed.
So you'll be back for Christmas is what you're saying.
Yeah. Because
we'll have 80 movies to cover.
Of course.
Great. Can't wait. Can't wait. Maybe there'll be a twin one in there too.
I hope so.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, Drew... Kayla is a twin.
Oh.
I'm an identical twin.
Identical twin. Mm-hmm. Then how do we know it's you?
I know. I get that question all the time.
Actually, I can tell the difference.
Oh. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Really? Mm-hmm. How?
It's like something with your faces are a little bit different.
Oh, okay.
No,
well, your just twin your faces. Has a huge thing on her neck.
Exactly.
So that, I think that helps.
Yeah, it does. Huge,
no, it's true,
she has
though.
A huge
There's
goiter mm-hmm. on her neck.
Because I grew up with like my best friends growing up. Were twins and I no one could tell them apart, but there was something about them that I could tell. And then I was like, oh, I know who's who, you know, and same thing.
Would you say you're like Aunt Rose with
I am a twin. You can't trick me. I know who's who. Okay. But I mean, after
I picture your sister's just like all goth.
Right.
Is she all goth?
Total goth.
No, she's actually the complete opposite.
Oh, you're the goth one.
Yeah, I am. Right. Yeah, let's say that. We'll go there.
We're speaking of twins because the movie features twins prominently. Okay.
Oh, okay.
The movie today is A Sister's Secret, 2018 Lifetime Classic.
Secret?
Yeah.
Sister's Why did Secret. I write Keeper?
A Sister's Keeper is with Cameron Diaz.
Oh. What movie did I watch? Jeez.
Oh, boy. Oh, we have a problem.
Did you watch the wrong movie?
You watched the total wrong movie. It's going to be so awkward now.
Oh, gosh.
You're going to be like, Cameron Diaz made her daughter have cancer.
Made her daughter have cancer.
That's what happened in the movie. She has one daughter that she like wants to save and the other daughter she doesn't care about. And then she like basically had the other kid to save the other daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a wild ride.
Okay.
Should be a Lifetime movie in itself.
You know, I want to do a series of Lifetime movies that aren't Lifetime movies, and that would be one of them.
That'd be good.
That'd be one of them.
There you go.
But yeah, so no, Sister's Secret, not Keeper.
My bad.
It stars Margaret Ann Florence, person I'm not going to say to surprise Drew, mm-hmm. Donnie Boza, Johnny Ventura, Catherine Dyer, why are there so many actors listed on this? David Alexander Kaplan and Haley Rosenwar.
Oh, Haley Rosenwar.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All Canadian.
Oh, they really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
Oh, absolutely.
Basically, anytime it's a Lifetime movie, they're Canadian.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Good to know.
You
it's
know
cheap.
It
it's oh, yeah. cheap to make stuff up there.
It is. It's cheap to live.
It's
free to live.
It's in Canada and New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, real cheap places to make.
Really?
Films.
Yeah.
So... Also, Drew, something you should know about the movie. It is based on a true story.
No.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
It's based on a true story.
They say.
Based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Based on a true story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Patrick said it like five times.
I said it
based on a true story.
Mm-hmm. Based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
So, jumping into the movie, we have twins.
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
Okay.
And Callie. Okay. This is not important to the plot at all. They're at a swim meet.
Okay.
They're swimmers. They're in high school.
This was like 2003 or something like that.
Yeah. And what we see is like they are swimming on a relay and they swap because one's better at freestyle or something and swims for the other sister, and like they win the relay because they swapped it out because their coach is stupid and doesn't know how to make a lineup.
Swimmer's joke.
Swimmer's joke. I don't know if you know, but I used to be a swim coach.
Really?
Yes.
A good swim coach that would know the difference between twins.
You know, I would know the difference between twins, but I wouldn't say I was good. I think we were last in our division when I was head coach.
That's not your fault. That is the people swimming.
When I was assistant coach, we were good.
Oh. Yeah.
When I was head coach, I was like, I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. Swim faster?
I've been way over my head. Just swim.
Just swim faster. Just do it. Than you
swim. But yeah, so we also get set up that like sometimes the sisters talk to boys when the other one's too nervous.
Oh,
to like
that could get spicy.
Get the foot in the door, and then they're like, "You take it over, sis."
Is that a thing? You guys ever do that?
Absolutely not.
No, I wouldn't think so. Right? Yeah, I mean, it's smart, but no.
It's weird.
If she asked me to do that, I'd be like, absolutely not, and just walk right the other way and push her towards her or something. Maybe not even that. I'd just walk away.
I'd just punch her.
Yeah, no. Just punch her straight in the face.
That's your sister.
Now they'll be able to tell the difference.
Give her a good black eye. You think we haven't done fought like that before? We were sisters. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but they basically help each other out. They like take tests for each other. They swap all the time. It's basically their parent trap without divorced parents.
Okay.
Speaking of parents, their parents are dead.
Yeah, they're both dead from a car accident.
I was going to say.
So they have an aunt, Aunt Rose, which we mentioned already. She is at the swimming. She's like, girls, you swapped. I can't believe this. You do this all the time. And no one notices, but I know. Because I'm Aunt Rose. Yeah. So we flash forward to not high school twins, thank God, because I was like, I don't want to do a high school movie. They're like in their 30s now, okay? So Elizabeth is like living in the big city. She drinks wine. She works at a financing company. She like, you know, does financing, which is the extent of it that we get.
That's all
she does. Money, whatever.
She really does money, and that's a big thing.
Yeah. And she has a guy, Jonathan, who's her coworker, and he's like, you know, kind of flirty with her a little bit, okay?
Okay.
But she's like not really having it.
I think it's Jackson.
Oh, what did I say?
Jonathan.
Oh, whatever.
You know.
That sounds close.
Super, Jackson. Yeah, you're close right. Enough.
You're right, Callie is the other twin, okay? She's a stay-at-home mom. She has a husband. His name's Grady, right?
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say Grady.
Okay. And she is, like, overwhelmed. She's like, oh, God. Oh, these kids. Oh, they're just...
Kids and husband.
Laundry.
Yeah.
You know, so they are both living different lives. And they're setting that up at the very top. But, you know, they're both, like, really cute and... like pretty. It's the same actress playing both roles, by the way.
And that's the secret? I can't know.
The secret?
Yeah.
No.
You'll know, very obvious. You'll know the secret when you hear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry. So the sisters are talking on the phone, or they FaceTime actually a lot. They FaceTime and they're like, oh man, can't wait to get out of here. Can't wait to get out of this city. And the others, the Callie, the country sisters, like, can't wait to get away from these kids.
Yeah.
And they go to a cabin. Aunt Rose has a cabin in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
And I don't know which sister's there first. Do you remember?
Callie,
but she's pretending to be Lizzie.
I don't know what was going on at that point. But they're there for their birthday.
It's like their 30th birthday. They're there. And they try to pull a swap on Aunt Rose, whoever the sister was that got there first. And the Aunt Rose is like, oh, let me just make this salsa spicy. And she puts hot sauce in it. And she's like, I know that you love spicy things. And the sister's about to eat it. And she's like, And then the other sister shows up. And Aunt Rose is like, you can't get one past me, kids. I always know. And they're like, oh, you got us, Aunt Rose. You stupid bitch. You got our joke. But they drink a lot of wine. They're in the cabin. They're drinking wine. They're talking. And it's like a grass is greener situation. Elizabeth is like, God, I just want to like not work and just take care of kids. That sounds amazing. And Callie's like, I just want to live in the city and be like a city girl. And Aunt Rose is like, don't you dare. Don't you even. You two. You crazy kids.
Here we go.
You both have great lives. Just keep them.
Yeah. They go out by the fire. They smoke some weed. And they're like, we're going to do this now.
Mm-hmm. And this is just the two of them.
Yeah.
And they smoke some weed.
Yeah. They laugh.
Yeah.
They laugh with their friends. Mm-hmm. So you know when you get high and you just laugh with your friends?
That's like that, but just with your identical twin sister.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, if your sister's not your friend, who's your friend? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, no.
I always wanted a sister.
Really?
I never got one.
Oh, bummer.
I know. They're great.
Sisters are great.
Yeah, sisters are great. But, you know, these sisters are the greatest sisters, mm-hmm. okay?
They're best.
So they besties. Swap lives. They take a selfie and, like, swap cars and, like, go on their way, okay? Huh. And at this point, regular swappy things happen, you know, like, Elizabeth is pretending to be Callie, and the kids are like, "You smell like Aunt Lizzie. You're not our mom."
Yeah, but Grady doesn't notice. She smells different or looks different or is acting slightly different.
Yeah, the husband.
Yeah,
he's like, "Oh, babe, what are you doing back so early, babe?" And she's like, "Babe." She's like, "Cool. I'm gonna go upstairs." You know, she's like, doesn't want to be around him.
She's like, "Oh shit, mm-hmm. I didn't think of this part."
Yeah, because he like goes to like kiss her, and she's like,
"How would you not think of that part?"
Exactly. Why? You're like, what is wrong with you?
That's not a. If this is a true story,
yeah, right.
That's the first thing you think.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Nope.
Does just like, okay, we're gonna swap. This is gonna be so much fun. Don't fuck my husband.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Right. So. The kids are totally onto it. The husband is not. On the other end of things, Callie.
He knows.
Right.
He knows.
Well,
He's pretending not to.
Yep. We'll see, Drew. So Callie's pretending to be Elizabeth in the big city. She's like got her like cucumbers on her eyes. She's like in a bubble bath, drinking champagne, like living the life. She's like, sure. No kids are here.
She's looking at Alexa, like, Alexa, play me music. Oh, That's a big prominent thing for some reason, Alexa, throughout the entire thing.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Alexa is all up in that bitch, and it's like, you want an Echo for Christmas.
She really should have been listed as a character on that character list right there.
She might be the surprise, but she's not.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler.
But Callie knows about Jackson because they were talking about him, the coworker of Elizabeth.
Okay.
So the coworker at the investment firm kind of has been flirting with Elizabeth, and Callie's like, I'm going to get him on the hook for her. While I'm here, I might as well help her out with her dating life. So.
Oh, boy.
She like makes a date with Jackson, and they're at a club, and she's like in a very sexy dress. Mm-hmm. She looks amazing.
That she picked out. Metallic color. Mm-hmm. It's all nice.
Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, hey, what are you doing here? Oh, let's have a date, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, whoa, you're being so forward and different. I like this. Like, where have you been all this time?
Not here.
No. I'm actually Callie.
With my husband.
Not Elizabeth. I'm a totally different person.
Totally different person. Who cares? But so they set up a date, and she's like getting ready for her date. She's very excited. She is like on the phone with Jackson. She's like, you're late, starting off bad with this one. Ha ha. And he pulls up to the front of the house. She's like running out. She's got like a little like coffee or something. She's like running. And he's like, okay, come over here. And she's standing in the middle of the street. She gets hit by a car and killed.
Yeah. Wild. What? Real quick.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Callie, pretending to be Elizabeth, gets hit by a car. We see her body
do a 90-degree angle on the car.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shocking.
Wow.
I mean, it was shocking.
It was. Yeah, I gasped.
I was like, what kind of shenanigans are going to get into?
Exactly.
Oh, God.
That shenanigans right there.
You're expecting Parent Trap. You get... a movie where people get hit by cars. I don't know what movie that is. Crash. You get Crash.
Fantastic comparison.
Thank you.
Very good.
Sandra Bullock and Crash.
And not the Crash that's about people who get sexually aroused by crashing their cars.
Right.
Which was
that's a
different
movie?
One. Wait. It is.
Oh,
there's
my
a movie
God.
Called Crash.
Okay.
And it had...
Matthew McConaughey.
No, James Spader in it.
Oh.
And
I was close.
It was about people... It was about this like group of people... that get sexually aroused by getting in wrecks.
What?
And so they find each other, and they're just like, "Oh, we're gonna get in wrecks, and it's gonna be real fucking hot."
Oh my God!
And someone was like, "You should see Crash," and I was like, "Okay, oh. I will see Crash, or I will watch Crash," mm-hmm. and I picked that one.
The wrong
because
one.
It's the same name.
Yeah,
it's not like the Crash.
Who touched
Disney
Crash?
I don't know. Someone said, like, you should see it.
I'm stupid, like, okay. Person. I'm that, like, movie's okay. Terrible.
Yeah.
Because didn't it get nominated for something?
It won an Oscar, but it Brokeback Mountain should have won. Oh, okay.
Obviously.
Obviously. Brokeback Mountain, I cry every time.
Every time.
It's a very different movie. This is a very different. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Wait, like, this won an Oscar?
Yeah.
Like, it did?
And I,
this movie, the one that they get sexual. Okay.
No,
the Sandra Bullock crash.
The Sandra Bullock crash. And I was like, and when I came to that person, I forgot who it was, but I was like,
I would love to know.
Are you out of your fucking mind? But then when I saw the regular crash, mm-hmm. one,
Sandra.
I still was like, are you out of your fucking
yes,
mind?
Yes, totally.
But it's Sandra Bullock. Come on.
I love Sandra Bullock. Don't get me wrong. But
she gets her. Sandra Bullock, I can't get into it. Problematic with her win for.
For what?
For that movie that she won the Oscar for.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know anything.
It's like the white savior trope. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll talk about it. Yeah.
But that's
okay.
Not this movie. So this equally shocking as being sexually aroused by cars crashes. Elizabeth, who's pretending to be Callie, decides to continue to be Callie and let herself die. So she goes to her own fucking funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Uh-huh. And Aunt Rose, by the way, mm-hmm. walks in because, you know, she's like coming to the funeral. And she's like, what are you doing here? What did you do? And Elizabeth is like, I'm a single person. I have a job that's meh. I'm not connected to anyone. Like, these kids need a mother and I need to be the mother for them. They can't go through that.
Yeah, and she,
I lost my parents.
Yeah, and she really tries to convince. She's trying to. Well, Aunt Rose is trying to convince her to tell Grady because, like, that's really shitty to not tell somebody you're gonna like be with for literally the rest of your life if you try to go out through with this. And she's like, "Nah, it'll be fine. Think about the children." And you're like,
mm-hmm. "I am.
I know. Yeah.
I am thinking about and, it.
And, yeah.
They lost their mom. You're their aunt.
Yeah.
Not the same. No. Not equivalent at all.
So." Elizabeth Jesus. Even gives a little speech at the funeral, and she's like, "Oh, Callie, I mean Elizabeth, I mean I don't know what's happening."
And then Aunt Rose is like, "Come here," and like drags her off.
Yeah, because it's like this is not gonna end well.
Mm-mm.
So, Elizabeth, being Callie, puts all her family to bed, and she's like, "Okay, I'm gonna go back to my real house," and she goes back and she finds Jackson, her coworker
slash boyfriend type of dude
slash man, and she's like, "I have to tell you the truth."
He's like, "I thought you were dead."
Well, he doesn't really react at all.
He's just like Lizzie, and then he just like hugs her and he's like, "I love you," or he doesn't say "I love you."
Well, because he at the funeral gave a eulogy as well, and he was like, "I loved her, like she didn't know, but I've always like all these great things about her." So now she's like, "Well, surprise, I'm alive. So great.
I'm actually her."
"Don't tell anyone." And he's like, "I won't."
So he knows she has a twin though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. And they're being followed by like a mysterious man that's following and watching.
Shadowy figure type deal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So Jackson.
It's Batman.
Right?
He knows what's going
Jackson
on.
Jackson gets... and the mysterious man, they have a conversation, okay? And the man, wait, does this really happen right here? I feel like I jumped a million miles, but that's my next
What's
note.
What's his name? Did you get the name?
No.
I wrote down the name.
It's like something with the finance, okay? An investor.
His name's Dylan Finch.
Dylan.
Sure.
He comes and he's like, "Hey, like, where's my money?" He was also at the funeral, like, watching them. He's like been watching them the whole time. He's like, "Where's my money? You know, investment, money.
Money plot.
Business, yeah, money, doesn't matter investment. At all." Mm-hmm. They get into a physical fight. Like
this is later. Lizzie isn't there.
Yeah,
so this
she
is
left.
Just Jackson and Dylan Finch in an apartment.
And they get in like this crazy fight, like a drag out fight. And the mystery man, like there's a balcony, of course, throws Jackson over the edge. And kills him over this money.
Dead on that pavement.
And we know he's dead because...
The leg is twisted. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of blood
we
coming out.
We see the splat.
Yep.
Is his eye,
the lifetime his splat.
Open? No, his eyes are not open, but he is splat.
He's peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Peaceful death.
Peaceful.
Clearly from balcony.
Totally splat, totally dead. So Jackson's dead. Okay. And now that we have a murder, we have to have a detective, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, detectives are important in any case.
Very.
But they're more important when they are Paula Abdul. Yeah, Paula Abdul is the detective in this movie, and it is out of control.
It's insane. Most of my notes are about Paula Abdul and her character.
What else would they be about? What truly, else would your notes be about?
Truly, literally, the rest of these pages, like three left, are about Paula Abdul.
It's nuts because she comes hot onto the movie, right? Mm-hmm. And we all know Paula Abdul can't put together a coherent sentence. Mm-mm. Right? Mm-mm. So she's like, detective, murder, Paula Abdul.
Eat Pez.
Pez, there's candy. Like, I love candy.
She eats Pez like from the head and like sticks her mouth in it. And it's like,
yeah,
and,
the whole movie she's eating candy.
That's weird.
It's very weird.
So she tries to deliver some lines, but basically she is interrogating Callie about Jackson's death because
she's just like, you do my murder.
It's like, yes. You watched the movie. It really is.
It's true. But Paula Abdul is suspicious of Callie because she's lying about something, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. she is. She's really Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And we all know this. But she's like, okay, I'm gonna look more into this. Mm-hmm. So, Elizabeth.
I think this is enough for me to, yes, I'm going to eat Skittles today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right? So, Elizabeth is a liar. You know, she's lying to the family. Uh-huh. And
she is a liar, you know. Yeah. She's just a liar.
But she's not a murderer.
She's just a liar. But she does cross a line, Drew. Yeah. So she is talking to Grady in the kitchen. And for who knows why, they just fuck on the table.
That is not true.
They do.
They do not.
Yes, they do.
No.
Well, on the kitchen island.
They kiss, and then they end up in the bed.
He lies her on the kitchen, and then it fades to black. What happens on the kitchen table?
Yeah.
It's open to interpretation.
They wake up in the bed.
That's just how they just transport there? Or they walk over afterwards?
Well, no, they're like,
we're done?
You just go wham bam in the kitchen, and then you're wham, like, bam. Cool, let's go to bed now.
Okay, great. Okay. Look,
I don't know how straight people have sex.
I don't either. I really don't either.
So Drew's the expert here in this all right. room.
So you know the wham bam happens in the kitchen, and they move
wham
over.
Wham bam in the kitchen, and then you're like, cool. So I guess we just go to bed.
Right.
Well, you don't want to fade out. It's the next day. They went to bed.
Yes.
So at they some walk point. Over
and Elizabeth wakes up and she's like, what the fuck did I just do? She's so guilty. So she immediately goes to Paula Abdul and she's like, I was lost in a dream. I had no place to go. I'm trying to think of Paula Abdul lyrics.
Yeah, I know you are. You can see, guys, you can seriously see the steam coming out of his ears and trying to think of this.
Way to go. It's not as it seems. Because you're moving way too slow.
Yes. Did she say, do you love me? Do you love me, detective?
Right? No, she doesn't. But she's like, okay, I got something to tell you, detective. I'm Elizabeth, and I think my sister was murdered.
And there's no pause from Paula. She's like, like eats one Pez. She's like, you just tell she knows. She just knows. There's no questioning.
Detective, she's like, thank you for finally telling the truth that I knew the whole time.
Yes.
But instead she says like, I didn't do it. I know.
And then the Pez pops in the mouth, and then she takes a drink from a
from a water bottle full of vodka. So I actually bought this movie on Amazon. So I'm gonna find this while we're talking and try to find a Paula Abdul clip because I was like, I have to talk about this movie, and I'm fine paying $3.99 on Amazon for this movie. Mm-hmm. So I have it forever now. So if anyone wants to come over, just let me know.
It's worth it. It's worth the hour and 45 minutes I spent on my life there.
So Paula Abdul and Elizabeth are teaming up for something. They stake out a park and nothing happens there.
Yeah, they want to get the guy, like the, what's his name, Dylan Finch, who they think killed Jackson. They want to catch him. Okay. And they don't really explain it, but they have this bag. It's a big bag, and I'm assuming full of money. And they try to like do this stage thing where Elizabeth says, "Let's nail this prick." And they try to stage. That was like one of my favorite quotes. I don't know why it happened.
Let's nail this prick.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why it happened.
Yes.
But it doesn't work. They don't really explain it that much.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter. They do detective things to make Paula Abdul look more detective-y. And then...
Even though she's just standing around, she's like, "We'll get him."
Yeah.
Being more.
Then they drive out to the country together.
We're going to get them. We're going to get murderers.
Yes.
We're going to get murdered.
They drive out to the country together because they're going to go to Aunt Rose's house and play Candyland. Because yeah. Paula Abdul loves candy. And they literally...
What is this candy thing?
I was asking...
This actually makes me feel like it is a true story.
Yeah, because
like, that's like, some weird detail of it. Like, well, this detective... just was eating candy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trying to
quit smoking.
Very specific.
Something, yeah.
Very specific thing. Because I said the same thing to Patrick yesterday. I was like, this has to be real. Yeah.
Fuck me. Paula Abdul.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go with a Paula Abdul scene.
Which besides one is it? Being business partners, were Elizabeth and Mr. Kincaid involved?
What?
It was heading in that direction.
Sexually?
No, this is just getting really personal.
I understand. But I gotta ask.
Why? If you think he killed himself over her death, you're wrong.
Excuse me?
He wouldn't have killed himself over Lizzie's death, I'm positive.
Lean back.
How do you know?
How did you know?
I just do, is all.
Is there something you're not telling me?
That was absolutely not her voice just then.
No, it wasn't. It was like a dub over. It sounded louder.
Is there something you're not telling me?
It is.
She actually said, "Hey, did you kid? Are you saying the thing? What did you say? Are you saying to me? Are you saying to me?
Oh boy, yes." So they play Candyland. Paul Abdul like was very incoherent. But we have that mystery man show up again. Okay,
mm-hmm.
This is yeah.
And the mystery man dies?
You're skipping around, but yeah.
I know. But, like, I don't know what happens with him, but he dies, basically.
Yeah, they just show a picture. Like, the detective, Paula Abdul, shows a picture. She's like, "They got him." And he's just, like, got a gash, a picture of his face with a gash on his head. And they're like, "Oh, he's dead. Great. Fantastic. We have nothing to worry about anymore." But that's it. That's also at the cabin. Something happens at the cabin, though.
What?
I don't remember. Like, there was a noise or something, and Paula Abdul has a giant coat that she throws on her back, and she's like, "I'm going to go look outside." And she, like, clicks on a flashlight, and she's, like, standing out there. It's very too long of a scene to be comfortable.
Here's the thing about the movie, right? Like, everything has, like, dramatic effect, but nothing matters
right.
in yeah. the plot. Like, she goes to investigate a noise. It's a squirrel.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's nothing.
End of scene.
Yep.
The next
end of
thing
the 10-minute scene.
Should be like the thing that you're actually...
Exactly.
It's like,
the movie is mostly filler. Mostly filler. And Paula Abdul, like, showcase.
Yeah. I just feel like Paula's so important in this plot
very
line.
Important.
She absolutely fucking is.
She is the plot.
She is.
With her Pez dispensers and giant coat that she throws the hood on. She's like, "It's freezing outside." And it's, just goes out and clicks out.
It's great. I'm going to try to buy that scene.
It's awesome.
Detective Tucker.
You got to see this coat. I'm obsessed with it. It was just like 2 times bigger than her. And she's like, "It's so cold outside." And goes outside and kicks around.
And then she's like, "Hello."
Yeah, I think she does say that.
In outside? Who's outside?
And then fade to black. Commercial break.
Your turn.
Okay, here she is walking in with her flashlight. Just walking out of the dark.
See how it's just slightly too long?
It just fades away.
Like just a second or two too long where you get real uncomfortable.
Right, you're like, what is happening here? Mm-hmm. What is going on?
I'm in it.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a guy who was Callie was like having an affair with. His name's Avery. Okay. And he shows up at the house and he's like, okay. baby, come back to me. What are you doing? Like, I don't know, like, what he was even there for.
No, he went to yell at Callie. He's just like, your sister's dead and you didn't even tell me? And
right, and she's like...
But it's Liz, so...
Yeah, she's like, okay. We never slept together. Get out of here, you trash person.
Yeah.
And Grady's there, and he hears them, like, having an argument. And he's like, okay, what's going on with this? Like, who is this guy? She's like, we never slept together. And then I think he, like, calls her out, right? Doesn't he, like, see that she's not Callie?
Mm-mm.
Somehow it comes up that
Dylan.
Dylan?
Yeah, I thought it was Dylan Finch.
That's the bad guy.
I know. I'm getting mixed up in my notes. I shouldn't even take in notes, guys. It's all scribbles.
Well, somehow, I think because of this guy Avery or like something with like a secret that Callie was keeping reveals that Elizabeth is not Callie, basically.
Okay.
And Grady is like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, as he should have been the whole time.
I totally had sex with you and you're not my wife. Oh, and my wife is dead? Like, what the hell? And he like, what the hell? And he, what the hell? Oh, thank you. he pours like a fifth of whiskey and like slams it. And he's like, get out of here. You're garbage. You're a trash person.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, it was for the kids.
Who's
like,
for the kids?
Like, that doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm.
They were cones.
Yes. And like, no one else is like really on Elizabeth's side here. You know, they're all just like, well, obviously, I mean, it's like Aunt Ruth and Grady and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all like, wow.
You're like, you fucking
schmuck.
You schmuck. You fucking clown.
But she like goes back to her apartment. She's like, you know, putting her tail between her legs pretty much.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, and she's just like, man, I fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone hates me. Oh, and my sister's dead. And I fucked her husband. You know?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible things to have happen.
Still no murder, though.
Still no murder.
I'd say that's the worst one.
Well, we'll get there.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry. We'll get there.
So, because in this movie, everything happens in the last 5 minutes of the movie. Okay.
Great.
So since that the guy who is the Dylan, whoever, was like, where's my money guy? He didn't get his money. He has a boss who's telling him to get the money. The boss is in Elizabeth's apartment, just like sitting in a chair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Smoking a cigar.
Yeah. Smoking a cigar. Yeah. Got a real deep voice. And he's like, where's my money? Mm-hmm. Was that deep?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Can you go even lower?
Yeah. Where did the money go?
You just lowered your head. You didn't lower your voice.
Can you go lower?
Yeah,
I can go.
Yeah.
I'll be down here.
Totally true. But yeah, basically he's just like, where's my money? And she's like, oh, it's dark in here. Can we turn on some lights?
Alexa, turn on. He goes, don't turn on the lights.
He's like, Alexa, shut up. Alexa, fuck off. Shut up.
No, it's like, okay, yes, I will fuck off.
Fucking off.
Yeah, totally. But no, she Grady, of course, is coming to talk. He goes to Elizabeth's house to talk. He like buzzes the buzzer. It's like a camera buzzer. And she's like, Avery, what are you doing here? And he's like, it's not Avery, it's Grady.
No, he doesn't say that.
Well, you know.
Well, he's
you know.
Like, Avery?
Yeah.
And she's like, come on, go away, Avery. And she like tries to push it out. She's like, go, you know what you said, Avery. And he's like, oh, she's in trouble.
Yeah, but really he's like, my name's Grady.
Yeah.
What? You can't keep anything straight. You said we're Callie and you think I'm Avery.
No, you dumb dumb.
You dummy.
No, you dumb dumb. I'm Grady.
I'm Grady. Yeah.
He's giving her
the Bradley Cooper knockoff.
Yes, he is a Bradley Cooper knockoff, uh-huh. By the way. But basically she is giving him a clue that she's in trouble.
I would love to be a Bradley Cooper knockoff. That would be great.
Yes.
I'd be very proud of myself. Right? And my looks.
Crowning moment.
Even just a knockoff of Brady.
Yes. And he understands that something's up, so he goes through like the back entrance, and then a lot of crazy shit goes down.
All right.
Did you take notes on this? Because my notes are they fight, and then what happens?
Yeah, I took a little bit of notes. Let me look. Man in apartment. He basically is, hey, don't, oh boy, my notes, okay?
Man in apartment.
The man in the apartment, the boss's boss, is basically threatening Callie, or slash Liz.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
About, like, you have 10 days to get me the money. And she's like, okay, I'll get you the money. And then Grady busts in the apartment, and she's like, Grady, he's got a gun! And somehow the gun, like, rolls down the stairs with Grady's at the bottom. So he picks up the gun, and she starts, and Liz starts to hide, and so he's got the gun. And there's a very complicated scene where they start to tussle, and it's very long and very awkward, where just the two men are fighting.
Right.
That's basically the entire thing.
I mean, there's two... Fighting's very awkward.
It's very uncomfortable. And it's bad.
Long fighting.
Bad, like, punches. Mm-hmm. Things, yeah, like that.
But that's realistic.
Oh, yeah?
That's a realistic fight. Like,
in what world is that a realistic fight?
Like, for people who don't fight normally?
I guess. Right. Okay.
Like, if you just get in a fight all of a sudden, you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yes.
Like, and you're just... You're like, just throwing them. Stop this from happening. You just want it to stop.
Okay.
It's true.
That's all you're doing. You're not like, it's not like Ultimate Fighters. Like, that's different. Those guys are, they want to fight. And they know why they're there. Whole thing. But you just get in a fight. You're like, holy shit.
It's a fight. I'm in it.
Oh my God. Am I in a fight? Like, you don't even know you're in a fight until it's like, boom, ow.
Then you start throwing.
Oh, well, now I gotta, shit.
Yeah.
Well, when these two men are fighting, they knock over a picture of Callie and Elizabeth, okay? And
hell no.
That sets Elizabeth off, okay?
Yeah,
like, what the hell? Yeah.
What the hell? She grabs the gun, and she has the gun, like, on the ground, puts it up in the air, and shoots it, like, three times. She's like, bang, bang, bang. She's like, stop fighting!
Stop it!
And then they, like, kick the gun out of her hand, because she's, like, not shooting them. So she's
shooting at the ceiling instead.
Yeah. She's like, oh, no! And then she gets knocked over, and she's, like, in... All the glass
do
on the ground.
Not, do they not stop fighting after she...
No.
No.
No, they just, like, kick the gun out of her hand. And
then she falls over.
Yeah, because it's like, you should have shot us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And she's on the ground. She grabs a shard of glass, and she's like, this is for Callie.
And
sticks the bad guy in the neck. Mm-hmm. And he's like...
And he, like, stumbles backwards and then falls over a balcony into the staircase and is dead.
Yes. Nice. Same thing that happened to Jackson happens to the thing. It's very symbolic.
Very. Mm-hmm.
You know, same leg position and everything.
Mm-hmm. Literal same position.
Pure justice.
Mm-hmm. It has been served in that moment.
Exactly.
He literally died the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
And now we flash to like a few weeks later or something. And Grady is like, okay, Elizabeth, I forgive you. You know, it's fine. And they're like walking to a pier.
Yeah, they're at Aunt Rose's again.
They're hand
in hand.
And
they like and they start holding hands. And I have in big words, holding hands, ?
Mm-hmm. And they're walking very slowly as we get the following update. The update reads, Elizabeth and Grady married 9 months later. When the kids were old enough, they learned the truth. They've been happily married for more than 20 years.
Okay.
And that's the end of the movie.
And you're like,
tight.
What? Mm-hmm. That fine. Mm-hmm.
My last note is nope.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Like, nope. What? Like, that's my update?
That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. Fade to black, and we're good. We're good on, you know, a sister's secret. Her secret was she don't care. She's going to marry that man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's going to continue to sleep with that man.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I could, so this is where, like, the, you know, like, all the balcony shit and all that stuff, probably
not real.
What happened in real life.
No. Mm-hmm.
But I can, and they probably added, like, the money thing was my fucking
the money.
Oh, right, and it had no detail as to what the money was or anything. It was just in there.
It's like, there's money, you're in the business of money, so you owe me money.
Yes.
Where my money at?
That's verbatim what happened.
Mm-hmm. I gave you money, you give me money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Okay. So, on the podcast. Oh, wait. I did look up if this was real, and there's no like,
nothing.
There's no story
there's
that's
nothing.
Gonna be like, yes, this really happened.
Yeah.
Which is suspicious.
I could see something. It sounds so familiar,
inspired
though.
Inspired by true events, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
But if it's real, we would have heard about this shit.
Yeah. Like, if it was verbatim everything.
None of the events happened in it, I don't think. But, like...
A twin died.
That's
I could see that happening.
Yeah.
A twin died. The end.
Like, that's where it's based like, on true events. I did. We knew it was the. We knew they were fucking around.
Mm-hmm. Yikes. Okay.
Okay.
On the podcast, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. Kayla, what are you going to do to this movie?
Can I do both?
No. Nope. You have to pick. You have to pick.
Put a cork in it is the bad one, right? Mm-hmm. So I'd probably put a cork in it just because the green screen was so bad. And as being an identical twin for quite some time now, none of this shit would have happened. All the twins that I know, even like creepy twins that dress the same, I know that wouldn't have happened. Like there's just no, there are creepy twins from my school that dress the same. I swear.
Do you know them that
okay,
well?
Here's the thing. A husband would know his wife's vagina. Just throwing that out there. Think about that.
Yeah. No.
Even if they're identical twins.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I know. So. I'm not saying that like someone wouldn't notice. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that that has to be like there's got to be like some not necessarily like a sexual thing, mm-hmm. but like that kind of thing where it's like tag it out. Fucking tagging what? Out. We're tagging out, you do this thing. You do these things. Like,
oh,
no.
Do this shit.
I mean, but that's people who aren't twins want a
right,
twin to have.
Exactly. You're because
like,
I've got.
You do my math homework.
Exactly. My whole life, if I got like a dollar for any time, ask me, did you switch classes? Does your mom know the difference between you two? Does she ever confuse you? I'm like, no, that doesn't happen.
No, but what I'm saying is that, come on, like, there has to be some pair of twins that are like
the evil twins.
They're like, let's fucking we could make some fucking money out of something. I don't know how.
Somewhere.
But, sure.
But right, like that's
some
a
scheming ass fucking
1% my okay. guess.
The okay. Dolan twins.
The Dolan twins.
It's the Dolan twins. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Okay, so putting a cork in mm-hmm. it. Wonderful. Drew, how about you?
I'm pouring it up.
Yeah.
Straight, and why?
Straight up. Paul Abdul's in it.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the only one.
I mean That's the only answer I need, mm-hmm. but it was also very exciting. Like I actually enjoyed it. It was like, we're gonna swap out live. I like that.
Yeah, it really was a Parent Trap and then total crash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The auto sex one, not Sandra Bullock crash.
No, back to that.
I think I'm also pouring it up because
really?
Here's the thing. I really like the lead actress, first of all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She was really good. She played the different twins and it wasn't confusing like when Candace does it. Mm-hmm. Candace played twins in a Christmas movie. It was awful.
I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm. But this one actually could play different things. And I've said on the podcast previously referencing this movie that it was Jennifer Lilly or whoever the fuck that actress is. It's not. It's Margaret Ann Florence and she's really good and she should be in more Lifetime things or Hallmark things because she's pretty likable, mm-hmm. even though she was a terrible person and the situation is terrible. And I would not.
But if you could play a terrible person, people hate you.
I mean,
wait, what are you talking about?
The movie wasn't like going like Elizabeth is a terrible person.
Right.
But my read was like, this character is unredeemable.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
But I enjoyed it because the actress did a really good job. Also,
of playing an unredeemable character.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Also, Paul Abdul, have to. The gay in me do that. So,
yeah.
I mean, Paul Abdul made me gay. Right, you know,
and the straight in me too.
Exactly. That's why she's amazing as a pop star.
Like,
I'm oh
like,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
the boy, mm-hmm. the boys love her, and the boys love her.
Oh, yeah. Honey,
yes, bitch. So yeah. So pour it up for that. But you know, Kayla, you are an actual twin, and mm-hmm. you're speaking from the twin perspective. So you're right to put a gork in it.
Yeah.
You're correct.
You're correct.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know,
appreciate it. I do.
Yes. But I am also correct. We are also correct because of Paula Abdul.
Paula Abdul.
Paula Abdul, babe.
Paula Abdul, babe.
All right. Speaking of, no, I don't like that segue. I'm not going to finish that sentence. Let's do a Candace. What you say?
Catch the bouquet. Candace hates the gays. Candace Cameron Bure. Drinking rosé. Eating creme brulee. Can't share with me. Candace Cameron Bure. Yeah. What you say? Candace Cameron
Bure. Okay. What you say? Candace Cameron Bure. The segment where we watch Candace's Instagram and we talk about it. Mm-hmm. So I have a little bit longer clip today because I know, Kayla, you can handle this.
Oh, great.
Candace basically is popping off and we'll talk about it. Okay. So we'll play it and it'll be excited. Great. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to talk fitness for a second.
Oh, no.
Because some of those comments were not only unfair, but just... they were just bad excuses. And I clapped back. But now the comments are so...
She clapped back. ...buried
so deep. Listen, here's the thing for all the people that are saying, you're a celebrity, you can work out anytime you want because you have money, you have the resources. Listen... Working out is working out. Of course, there are helpful things, trainers and apps that you can use, a gym if you can afford a membership. But the truth is, you don't need any of those things. And most of the time, I don't have access to those things because I'm working or I'm on the road. And I just get my butt like out and work out, whether it's outside or just in my house. And you don't need a bunch of equipment to do it. And here's the other thing for the people that say like, well, you know, you have nannies to help you with your kids and chefs and people to cook for you. No, I didn't when my kids were younger. But please understand that I have the time to do that now because my kids are older. My kids are out of the house. And I work full time, but I make the time to work out. But when my kids were babies, fitness was not a priority, and that's okay. I don't think it should be a priority. But I got my fitness in when I could, when my kids were younger, and I put in the VHS tape.
She's like contradicting herself in her own story.
And I went in out with the stroller, and I took a walk or would go for a run. But if health and fitness is important to you, you'll make time for it. But there are seasons for it. And when my kids were little, I didn't think it was a season to make it a priority in my life. But now that I'm 43, I can. But just because I'm a celebrity or have money doesn't mean that my fitness just happens for me. I earn it. I work for it. I get my butt and do the work. And that's why I'm fit. One more thing.
And she adds an addendum.
Let's not compare ourselves. I didn't post that video to make anyone feel bad or compare themselves to it. I posted it because I am super proud of my fitness. I'm 43 and in better shape than I've ever been. So let's be kind. Let's encourage one another. And if you still have a problem with it, then go take it and go work it out at the gym.
Okay.
Get it.
I think
is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Get it.
Okay.
Girl.
You agree with her?
Totally.
What?
100%.
In what part? There were like three contradictions.
Well, I agreed with all of her contradictions.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Right. You just along for the ride.
Mm-hmm. No, I agreed with all of, I agree that she contradicted herself. Oh, totally.
Yes.
But every single one of her contradictions, every point she made,
if they were secluded,
was correct.
It'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
No, they were not. They were. The only thing I got out of that is that she should have written this down before she went on Instagram and decided to post it because it did not make sense in
she's
one moment.
She's reactionary. She's kind of, I mean, she's impulsive.
Yes.
And
her publicist is probably like, Candace.
Oh, Candace.
Did you have to talk about being a celebrity and making money? It makes it not look so classy or kind.
So humanity based.
Very not
good. Her publicist has to be a dude.
Right.
Why?
A woman publicist would never let her client fucking say shit like that ever.
Because all of her clients are like a dude. All of her fans are
female. Yeah.
But then does it be like, oh, no.
Right.
Oh, no.
Delete that, delete it.
You're shaming women who are pregnant for not working out? Okay,
yeah, but then she went back and she was like, but I was a mom too. And you're like,
I didn't focus on my fitness then.
Here's the thing. I see, like, she just says things wrong.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't think that she just like... She goes, look, because she's reacting probably to some other fucking post that she did that someone, she just backtracked. If she stopped backtracking, and honestly, if all of her if all of that was just condensed into that last one.
Yes. Like, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Why don't you shut up, like, shut up and go out and, like,
take it out of the gym.
Take it out in the gym. And it's like,
yeah, she's like, I'm proud of myself. And you're like, okay, I get that. Sure. All the other 2 minutes and 69 clips later, like, should not have.
Okay. Yeah, like, yeah. Like, just, she should have just done that last one.
Mm-hmm. Last two.
The, yeah, or whatever. Sure. Yeah. Just the last part of
the last segment. Wait,
I just want to say one more thing. You're mm-hmm. like, no. That should have been the first exactly. thing.
First and last thing right there. Else. Yep.
Use that negative energy and go to the gym mm-hmm. with it. I'd be like,
yeah, but no.
Girl, get it.
But oh no, God. That's not what happened.
Nope. No. Candace decided to.
Bless her.
God bless.
Bless her.
Kind everyone.
Kind is the new classy, you guys. So just be kind.
Just
okay.
Be kind. I'm proud of myself.
Just be kind. Just be a normal person.
Yeah, just that's have right. a chef and a lot of money. And you
and
know.
pretend this is new. Mm-hmm. This is a new thing.
Right.
A new idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Kayla.
Patrick.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you guys for having me.
Do you have anything to plug in the pluggy time of the podcast?
I have nothing going on in my life, so absolutely not. I don't want anybody following me. Just enjoy this A Sister's Keeper. It's not A Sister's Keeper, A Sister's Secret. And
yeah.
You know.
God, I don't want anyone following me either. Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, down the street, yeah, like physically, down the street. Or
no,
like
thank you.
On the internet, you know.
Right.
Whatever. So nothing to plug.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Drew, how about you?
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be followed on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm not
the street?
Not on the street.
Oh.
Only in the internet.
Oh.
On the internet.
Okay.
You can follow me on Instagram at Drew Butt with Pants. Yes. And listen to my band. We've been a band for like 10 years. And we're fun. We're good.
Yeah.
We're on.
What's your band
Spotify.
Called?
We're called the Limbos.
Limbos.
There's another band called the Limboos.
But you're
that
the Limbos.
Not us.
You have one O?
Yeah.
Okay. Limbos. Okay.
Didn't see that one.
No.
10 years ago.
Okay. And I guess, yes, you can follow me at Patrick Miguel or the podcast at Life to Run Court. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Five stars. Bye.